Blog Talk Radio.
Aha. Some people are kind of late to the thing here. It looks like they're kind of waiting for something else to happen. We've got a whole five or six people on here. Here's the deal. I don't know if anybody checks Facebook or all that, but there's a lot of things going on that people don't realize. Now, I have talked to you extensively about the possibility of Civil War II, and that's still in the mix. It ain't gone away. However, there's no definitive yes or no answers to what we got going on. Now, I've looked at the timelines and all this other stuff, and there's not too much of a reason to have a civil war if nobody's doing anything to anybody. Then to go a little step further, there is a lot of stuff going on. Don't be surprised if we end up with a lot of things happening. Looks like people are dropping off and they're calling back in or something. Anyway, we as a people, all Americans, irrespective as to belief systems or anything else, need to look at the possibility that you could lose all of your freedoms if the stuff were allowed to continue. What I have heard is that it's not going to continue. Now, what that means is that everything is in shape, in place, and getting ready to boogity-woogity, rock and roll or whatever. Activist, what kind are you? Tune in to find out. Well, activist, a person who takes action. It's just that simple. It can be spreading this show around in your own personal views or whatever. By definition, it comes out as activism, which is a noun. It was came into common usage in 1915. A doctrine or practice that emphasizes direct, vigorous action, especially in support of or opposition to one side of a controversial issue. And I would say right now that the controversial issue are the two dingbats in the White House. That's just my opinion. You can do what you want to with it. We have heard of nightmare. Ooh. All red line changes coming from the government. What kind of things? Well, confiscation of guns, raising taxes, all this other. But yeah, that. These basic changes would destroy this country, at least what's left of it. And right now we're kind of on the iffy side of things. If somebody has a small business, you need to go do business there. Just that simple. Don't matter if it's a restaurant or a garden shop or what. if you can manage it, do business with the small businesses. They are the backbone of our economy. Many decided, after all those stuff's been going on, and during the this production, many decided to stand opposed, and so far have stopped the socialist proposals. Can't do raising taxes, can't do this, can't do that. Hard and heavy debates on the reasonability of what they got proposed. Many of the intended actions were radical, and those in official positions have now taken exception to their existence. What that means is that you've got committees and whatnot that decide whether they're going to either pick up legislation and vote on it and do something with it, debate it, whatever, or not. A lot of this stuff didn't get picked up. And when they got asked about it, They said, okay, we'll look at it on several conditions. We get to modify it as we see fit, among others. Oh, they didn't like that. Oh, no. I want a bet. You want to talk about it? Well, this is real simple. You got to be the person who says, yay, nay, go or stay. You remember that old thing with the kids. Now, you switch over just a little bit, sort of, not entirely. I've noticed a huge outing of things, and outing and things is red line. I have been asked not to expose or talk about. Yeah, I've been specifically asked to be cool and keep it calm and make sure that you don't screw it up. Well, it's all over Facebook. The time of great worry is just about over. There were two times I was given, one from 5:15 to 6:15 and around 7:04. It seems that the part of on or before is realistic. In other words, we don't have a definitive time or anything near it. Now, the from what I hear, the deep state was putting together a thing where they were going to have mass shootings at fireworks displays and whatnot. Ooh, catch them while they're sitting on the grass drinking beer, mow them down, or the machine gun or whatever. And they were going to blame that on anti-vaxxers and gun owners. And can you? Anyway, it didn't get very very far before several, and I mean several, people on the Facebook page outed it. To start with, Trump will be coming back into office. Ooh, at least this is what I've heard now. How accurate some of this is questionable at best. This is complex, but everything is set for him to do that. Then, after being re-initiated into office, under a state of emergency, most things will be undone. Keystone Pipeline will be turned back on, and et cetera. The opening of the country will not be just left to the states and ignored mostly. It'll be done officially by the federal government. Hey, you can open up. I don't know what they're going to do with Fauci. I haven't heard that yet. This will be a worldwide event, state of emergency. Facebook has most of this listed, but there are a lot of details missing. The ET outings don't cover much either. And I was kind of surprised at that. I figured they'd want to garner the spotlight at least. And it don't seem like they're really interested. So that tells me that what's coming is primarily this. What I've been informed of is generally a reset. Now, you go back a few years, and you'll find out that laws were challenged, that belief systems were accused of being not only political, but radical to the extent that that they named a few of them. They didn't do this publicly now. You didn't hear about it. They named a few of them as being more than just radical. This is something similar to a whole new beginning. That's what this is about. And it's supposed to hit the fan very soon. Policing, red line, will be reinitiated, red line, as a start. Now, policing means that funds will be made available to keep the police forces at the strength they were before they started getting cut. Now, I don't know who the idiot was that come up with this. Well, I do. But you've got a lot of active Marxism that's going on. Critical race theory being taught in schools. Everybody's objecting. They're standing up and telling them, no, you don't get to do that. No, you do not have absolute rights to my kids while they're just because they're in a school. After this policing reinitiation, you're going to have a lot of law enforcement. The laws that are on the books that stipulate that you can do certain things and can't do others will be enforced. This will be followed by many changes, Red Line, that the whole of civilization has been looking for. You might bear witness on that. A lot of people want to see things return to the morality, general morality, not religious, not some kind of belief system that says thou shalt do this and that and whatever, but something that simply states that we, the people, are in charge. Ooh, everybody's been looking for that. Everything from finance to include the whole of a new level playing field will be initiated. Now, I'm not talking about just here. I'm talking about globally. This is a global effort. It was put together by Trump and certain of his assistants and aides and whatnot. So that it includes all but just a couple of, very few of those people who don't believe that should be the way it is. Well, sorry. What you have to understand, that level playing field, all the basic rights, Red Line, will be put into play. And these will be enforced. That means if your rights are violated in any way, shape, or form, whoever did it can expect to see a troop of federal marshals coming to visit. Now, you get to understand basic rights. What are basic rights? So those are the guiding rights that we have in the Bill of Rights, pretty much. To go along with that, there's going to be a lot of people that will leave totalitarian states because they no longer agree with what the totalitarian states are up to. And believe me, it ain't nice. I mean, everybody noticed, and they've seen it on TV, and they've heard the news and all that. In finance, expect mortgages to be forgiven. Now, you have to do some work on this. There is, yes, a process. Each person will have to go through a system that does this if you got a mortgage. Just exactly that. Nothing fancy or something you don't understand or you can't get your head around, that sort of thing. But each person will have to go through a system that does this. In other words, there's paperwork to be done. There's homework towards the mortgager. Uh-huh. It takes more than just going, I don't have to pay no more. It's a little bit more complicated than that. And you want to be damn sure. You want to be absolutely positive that you get this done correctly. You don't want to have it come back and bite you. Now that I've covered all that, I hope everybody's getting stirred up, and I hope everybody's listening. As to government, all the entities of all departments will be redone. All the entities of all departments will be redone. The manner of conduction of business has been illegal in several of the entities I'm aware of forever. They've been screwing people over and doing what they want since they began, just about. The new form, this is the government, the new form will be much more representative with regards to the people. Now, this is going to be something that goes in all nations. It ain't limited to just a onesie, twosie, oh, what about me, or whatever. And then you got the horse hockey we've been lied to about, known as the coronavirus. Well, I'm going to give you a heads up. The coronavirus has been around longer than the Egyptians. Now, by that, I mean that the Egyptians dealt with it. And they did so successfully, and they didn't use masks. They didn't shoot everybody up with some kind of strange chemical. You know, I hope I don't blow in the dark. Well, there's a whole bunch of this going on. Now, kids are especially sensitive to all of the vaccines, they say, that are going out, that goes after COVID-19. And by that, I mean they have had severe reactions, several hundred thousand of them, to be exact. They can't get that right, and they're not making any effort to do so. And that ought to tell you what, you know, they get a certain amount of money, like, anywhere from $600-$800, that's low, up to $1,500, maybe $2,000. And guess who pays? Well, you don't see it on a medical bill. you will see it in a form of higher taxes. And I'm not going to get the shot, period. I don't want to be nobody's lab rat. And I've got this thing about somebody coming up with an experimental item that is critical to my survival. When somebody comes up with absoluteness of that nature, it makes me ask questions, especially seeing how the time frame was so short. You can consider that. I mean, they say it's been all tested out and it's all safe and everything. Is that why people are dying from it? Having permanent residual reactions to the medicine involved, with the vaccine. See, some of these medical people have done their homework, and they went and looked into it. And guess what? It ain't a question of whether COVID did anything. They found that the vaccine helped, in many cases, helped COVID be much worse than it was on its own. Think about that. Now, I got some press I'm going to cover because it needs covered, not because whether you like it or not. Here's what the deal is. Liberty is busting out all over, and this is by William Falk, editor-in-chief of The Week. This is a June 4th edition. Isn't it glorious? Vaccinated people. Are pouring into the streets, parks, and unmasked faces, radiating joy and relief. Friends are hugging, kissing. Oh, kids are racing into grandparents' eager arms. Restaurants and bars are booming again. Baseball and basketball stadiums are putting real fans in the seats instead of cardboard cutouts. Concerts and theater are coming back. Some of us are even looking forward to returning to our office and escaping the sterile, one-dimensional jail cell of screens and video conferences. Our rebirth is hard won, purchased by a year of mask wearing, distancing, and limited socializing, which curtailed the virus spread while we waited for vaccines. By the way, Mr. Falk, you got some homework to do because none of what I just read is true. The mask wearing, distancing, and limited socializing did not do anything for the virus one way or the other. Waiting for vaccine. Those precautions, epidemiologists say, prevented tens of millions of additional COVID cases in the U.S. and more than 1 million additional deaths. That's a lie. And I don't care where you got it. Probably Fauci. He's a good liar. He seems to think that he's some kind of demigod, and that we don't mean much. Well, you got that right. There's some 85% of the population that everybody who is a heavy hitter considers expendable. Ooh. You remember what we did to the Indians? They caused any problems, we wiped them out. The Ugars, oh, they're just shipping them off forced labor camps. As that's what's coming for us. Now, to see what no mask, no restriction America could have been, take a look at Brazil and India, where COVID races through the population like wildfire. Lighting innumerable funeral pyres and filling acres of mass graves. Ooh, talk about fear porn. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, guess what? Our wait for vaccines has been rewarded with a near miracle. Real-world data shows that so far the vaccines are 99.9% effective, preventing hospitalizations and death. New COVID cases, deaths have dropped to levels not seen since the early days of the pandemic. But because this is America, life-saving vaccines desperately sought around the world have been ensnared in issues of class, race, and political tribe. Many blue states have doubled the vaccination rate of several red states in the South, where roughly 2 in 3 people remain unvaccinated. Ooh. And the virus is still finding unprotected new hosts. Mm-hmm. But for now, let us be grateful to science and to one another for the heroic sacrifices we made for the common good. This is nothing less than a war with terrible casualties. We have not been yet beaten COVID, but we're winning. Well, I hate to tell you something, but the horse hockey gets deep at a certain level. And if you really want to know the truth, it's out there. You got to really dig to get it. But vaccines are 99% effective in preventing hospitalizations and death. They're also supposedly safe. I keep seeing ads on TV. I even saw one on Facebook, and I deleted it, about how it's so safe. Well, if it's so safe, why are kids having such terrible problems with it? Think about it. Why would kids look at it and go, I don't think so. Oh, now we got Roe versus Wade. Well, we got other problems. I don't care if somebody gets an abortion, and I tell you why. Look it up. It's in Genesis. That's where it comes from, and it doesn't. It's, and you're told, "Thou shalt not kill." Well, really, what are you killing? A growth that you don't want. A ceasefire in Israel and Gaza, but no peace. There's still a bunch of dinglebats running around with clubs and whatnot going stupid. Nothing has changed. Israeli officials said more than 2,000 Hamas militants have been killed and more than 60 miles of Hamas underground tunnel network destroyed. Now, I did some checking, and Hamas fired the first shot. Ooh. Hamas has fired more than 4,300 rockets, most of them intercepted by the Iron Dome missile defense. That's our missile defense. Killed a dozen Israelis, including 2 children. Ooh. The problem that you got there is many Palestinians claim victory, but they face a humanitarian crisis and no change to the Israeli blockade settlement policy in the West Bank and East Jerusalem or other conditions. We live in death every day as long as there is an occupation. One guy's home was reduced to a crater. I'd hate to tell you this, but if somebody comes in and says, half of my backyard belongs to them, that's when the fight starts. I will go get my guns and we'll have it out. U.S. would reopen its consulate in Jerusalem, otherwise restore diplomatic ties with the Palestinians that were severed under Trump. Now, Trump did that for a reason, and the Israelis have a problem in terms of the president administration. They can't get resupplied with rockets. to shoot back. Think about that. Reminds me of when my M16 didn't work no more in Vietnam. That was easy. I switched over to an AK-47, worked great. Israel has a right, even a responsibility, to stop the rocket attacks at their source, and that's what they're doing. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with the capabilities of our new rocket systems, but here's how it is. You can be as precise as sticking one in somebody's pot of whatever they're cooking in the kitchen. That's how accurate these things are. And so you see different kinds of things happening, and yet here's what a columnist says. Ceasefires and agreements with Hamas are worthless. That's Amir Avivi, however you pronounce that, of the WashingtonExaminer.com. Here we go. About from the New York Times. No Palestinian government ever would accept Palestinians being driven from their homes in East Jerusalem. Now, not only do they want the backyard, they want your house too. The conflict isn't about Hamas. It's about the Israeli occupation. We Palestinians are in this together. Israel decided everyone sent in bulldozers, as is normal, and wipe out a village that these people had lived in for hundreds of years, long before Israel ever even thought about being anything more than a wet spot. We Palestinians are in this together. Well, the fragile peace will not last. They're going to go back at it. I guarantee you. Why? Because they're not going to put up with it. If somebody steals your property, you go get it if you can, especially if there's no police to go for it. Well, little change in policing 1 year after Floyd's death. Or the law. The only thing is they're not enforcing it. They get a turnstile doorway. You remember the old doors at JCPenney and Sears that go around it? They used to go round and round. You walked into a little section of it and pushed on it and went right on through. Well, that's what they got in the way of crooks. Bill, which would ban chokeholds, create a national police misconduct registry, and limit the sale of military-grade equipment to local law enforcement, passed House in March, but stalled in the Senate. Proposals have steadfastly rejected a provision to end qualified immunity. Now, you should have a certain amount of qualified immunity. Why? Because you're on the front lines, and everybody looks to you to enforce the law. Well, if you're going to play in law enforcement, you're going to have to play in terms of reality. You can't just go around shooting people. That's a no-no. Now, BLM and a bunch of these radical mothers decided that killing a guy that had a gun in his hand was not what police was supposed to do, so they started tearing it up again. Floyd's death was supposed to inspire a racial reckoning. Really? Did it? Answer is no. Support eventually plunged for Black Lives Matter. More than 30 states imposed new rules limiting police tactics, but Republicans have stonewalled true reform. That's right, as they should. You have a major problem in society, and everybody's got to have to think it through, come up with some kind of end result. Well, guess what? I want the police around in case I don't feel like I want to fight somebody about something, whether it's them causing it or me. And to take that a step further, these guys need to have body armor that will deflect or stop most of your handguns. Now, take it another step further, law enforcement. That means whether you like it or not, you either abide by the law or they take you away. real consequence of the Floyd riots was to give criminals an open season. That's from the Wall Street Journal, of all places. Minneapolis has lost 200-plus cops. 90 children have been shot this year. Their relatives wonder where the protesters are. Well, maybe the little dinglebat with a face full of pimples and a 45 in his hand should not have been turned loose and should have had someone with parental rights enforcing those parental rights on their friggin' kids. First teenager gets funny with me. It don't matter what color they are. First thing I do is try to walk away. If that don't work, I'll dink them on the head in a heartbeat. Well, yeah. Oh, you're assault a minor. Uh-huh. Check him out. He have a 45 in his hand just before he decided to dink me on the head with something. Americans are more committed to addressing inequality. Yeah. Well, how unequal and why is it unequal? Now you got to understand what's going on here. A lot of the stuff, mostly horse hockey, has been manufactured. Abortion. Is this the end for Roe? The answer is no. The left wants it, and there are not enough of them to seriously affect it. This little Florida high school digitally altered 80 girls' yearbook photos to hide bare shoulders and any hint of cleavage. Clothes that were altered violated the student code of conduct. But, and here's the exception, critics noted that no changes were made to photos of boys, including the Speedo-clad swim team. It's making girls feel ashamed of their bodies. Oh, my goodness. Social distancing after a salmonella outbreak in 43 states prompted a warning from the Centers for Disease Control that people should not kiss or snuggle backyard chickens, even if they look healthy and clean. You guys will always find something of that nature. Always. Emerging with the Wall Street Journal report that deodorant, tooth whiteners, and condoms are flying off the shelves of Americans prepared for their reentry into civilization. Uh-huh. Then they got a bad week. That was a good week. Bad week. CNN's credibility. After an hour ball, Jeff Zucker ordered anchor Chris Cuomo to make an on-air apology rather than face discipline for participating in strategy session to help his brother, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, combat sexual assault allegations. Chris Cuomo told Verizon, it will never happen again. Oh, really? The CNN never had any credibility. Sorry, dude. You blew it a long time ago. They're going to charge President Trump with obstructing justice in connection with the special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Well, that trumped up horse hockey should have been obstructed, and Robert Mueller should have been held accountable for it. Workplace massacre. San Jose, a gunman opened fire at a North California rail yard this week, killing at least 8 people and injuring several others, and the latest in a series of mass shootings across the country. Well, now, somebody knew and let him do it anyway. Yeah, each and every one of these cases, I got involved in this just a little bit just to see what was going on, just for my own personal satisfaction. But guess what? In each and every case, somebody knew that those guys were at the edge of reasonability. Washington, D.C., not like the Holocaust. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. Ooh. Last week, like the House's coronavirus mask rules to Nazi treatment of Jews during the Holocaust. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told legislators they must wear masks on a House floor until they can prove they've been vaccinated. Okay, Pelosi, you think you're all that. Prove that somebody hasn't been vaccinated. Yeah, let's put your money where your mouth is. Oh, I ain't got to do it. Yeah, well, then you can shut up about the mask. And you can also not level fines on anybody. People were told to wear a gold star and taken to gas chambers in Nazi Germany. Exactly the type of abuse that Nancy Pelosi is talking about. Well, how far does it go? Oh, my goodness. Tennessee, ban on bans. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. He's doing a good job, by the way. Excellent, in my opinion. This week signed a law making his state the first to prohibit social media companies from banning political candidates. Woo. Threatens companies like Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube with fines of $250,000 a day if they suspend the account of a candidate for statewide office for more than 14 days. The fine is $25,000 for local races. It also limits the ability of social networks to block comment from news outlets. Ooh, well, seeing as how I make the news, I guess maybe I'm a news outlet. Civil liberties advocates said the legislation was blatantly unconstitutional, because it would be struck down in court. No, it won't. No, because just as these so-called private companies want to exercise their rights, the government, local, limited to the state, also can exercise their rights. It's a brazen assault on the First Amendment. Internet Policy Council for the Tech Freedom Think Tank. Yeah, well, here we go. And all I said was one word with an arrow. Teen vaccine is dangerous. And I mean lethal in some cases. Oh, boy. Tortilla prices soar. Well, Mexican pay much more for one of their staple foods, the corn tortilla, and the country's leftist ruling party is blaming greedy food producers. Oh, yeah, we didn't do it, but we're not going to do anything about it. The real problem is a spike in the international price of corn, partly because of the weather problems in Brazil and partly because of the high demand from China for cattle feed. Inflation is pushing up all food prices in Mexico. Tomatoes cost 87 cents. 87% more today than a year ago. Chilies are up 72%. Have you noticed some inflation? Like, is the gas more expensive where you go? Uh-huh. Assad wins again. 90% of Syrians are in dire poverty, unable to afford even basic groceries. My goodness. When will it stop? Manila, nobody wants vaccine. More than two-thirds of Filipinos are unwilling to get vaccinated against COVID. Just on what they, you know, they don't trust their government anymore than we trust ours. The mystery of Havana syndrome. Who's doing it? Well, good Lord, I redlined the hell out of this shit. And here's what it is. It's a directed energy pulse-type weapon that causes extreme damage to your nervous systems, both autonomic and the one that you use to make your arm go the way you want to. And it causes the synapses of the brain to collect energy instead of dissipating it through a normal channel. This causes brain damage. Consistent debilitating headaches ever since, and it was treated for traumatic brain injury at Walter Reed Hospital. Studies describing sustained injury to cognitive balance, motor, and sensory functions, similar to what's seen in a severe concussion. Well, why don't we return the favor and fry some of them? It's absolutely critical that we find out who did this. This is true. This life will come here. How better to get rid of dissidents if you turn the water off and they don't leave, and you wipe out their food supply and they still don't leave? What do you do? Well, remember the line by the senator in the shooter. There's always some poor soul who thinks that all by themselves they can make a difference, and you have to kill him to prove otherwise. Dictator sent a message to dissenters. Dissidents, those people who dissent. Well, there's a, they force landed a commercial airplane to get a hold of a dissenter, and so now I want you to hear this carefully. Ain't nobody flying their planes over that airspace. You're never safe, not even if you're sitting in a commercial plane 1,000 feet above ground. What are they going to do about it? Well, the EU cut them off. In their determination to silence dissidents and punish enemies, authoritarian states such as Russia, China, Saudi Arabia, and even little Belarus no longer feel any need to respect borders and diplomatic customs. Ooh. A message Lukashenko, Vladimir Putin, and their ilk want to send is that if you criticize our regimes, you ain't safe, no matter where you try to hide, no matter where you go. Lightfoot's progressive racism. That dummy actually said it in public. There's some things you don't do. That's one of them. Chicago Mayor Lightfoot's decision, is racist. She will grant one-on-one interviews only to black and other non-white journalists. Oops. Skin color is racism. The fact that it's progressive racism aimed at achieving equity makes it no less grotesque and anti-American. Lightfoot may have created this divisive identity politics distraction to drown out coverage of her abysmal leadership in the Windy Cities. Oh, boy, another horrifying police video. In the majority black city of Tazewell, Tony, where I grew up, and Louisiana State Police reigned. They did not make us feel safe. That's why I was not surprised by the body cam footage from 2019 released by Associated Press last week that showed state troopers from that area savagely beating to death Ronald Green, a 49-year-old black man, after he tried to escape when they stopped him. There's limits on things, and that's well over the top. Toxic masculinity. Hey, Trump, you're guilty of toxic masculinity. Oh, boy. Well, now you got more on Belarus. And then you got, but first you got United Kingdom. No doctor will see. No, the doctor will not see you now. Well, it wasn't always this way. More of us are living longer with chronic complex conditions. Horse hockey. 1% of prisons account for 30% of all hospital spending. You can make any kind of report or individuals do jumps through the hoops. Iceland. Should we pay for housewives' vacations? I don't think so. We'll just take them with us. It ought to be an agreed-to deal. State-sponsored plane hijacking. This is critical, by the way. They claimed there was a bomb on board to get the thing down. I am continuing to cooperate with investigators and making confessions regarding my role in organizing mass unrest in Minsk. As the plane began to descend to Minsk, the 26-year-old journalist turned pale and said, "A death sentence awaits me." Labeled him a terrorist. So, European Union has been shocked in unanimity by this act of state piracy. The bloc has banned Belarusian airlines from entering EU space, told European airlines to avoid flying over the country, and it is expected to issue economic sanctions as well. Well, somebody's actually doing something about it, huh? Okay. If the cancer is not stopped, there will be more and more of these attacks. Ooh, arrest some of the Belarus KGB officers that are surely here tracking the dissidents, and we must mobilize our EU and NATO allies, because in this new Cold War, Belarus has Russia's backing. Ooh. Now, they're going to say that, say, made a statement. Nothing to do with legality. Belarus is free to do what it wants in its own airspace. No, it ain't. And the EU issued no punishments when Ukraine forced down a Belarusian plane to arrest pro-Russian activists in 2016. And in 85, well, four U.S. fighter jets compelled a chartered Egyptian flight carrying Palestinian terrorists to land in Italy. This is becoming too commonplace. Everybody got their shorts in a bunch over this guy. What is it about bloggers that makes Eastern European dictators send fighter jets and chemical weapons experts after them? The authoritarians fear that people will learn the truth about their corruption and brutality. That's why the EU must redouble its support for dissidents. That will do more to bring about the end of the dictatorships than any number of sanctions. China's got an age problem. China, growing old before it grows rich, just like the West. China's over 65, population's growing fast. Ooh. Battle for the Zulu secession. While family deaf to pleas by ministers to observe appropriate decorum has fallen into a public orgy of acrimony, bitter fallouts, biting and backstabbing. That sounds like a typical government to me. So you got all this funny games going on there where the officials don't want to make reparations. Well, now, where does that leave the black people who want their reparations? Where does it leave the Native Americans that that deserve reparations as well? They got covered loads of family skeletons are tumbling out on social media, with some royals claiming that the rival family members are illegitimate. Oh, my goodness. Another broken shell of a country. And from what I heard of Lebanon, they don't have a future. Lebanon is running out of everything. Panic is gripping the people. No meat, no fuel, no medicine. Price of food is quadrupled in a year. Years of skyrocketing public debt and political paralysis and economy and political paralysis, the economy ground to a halt. Even before the pandemic hit, with the banks refusing to give customers their money. Now, if you've got several grand in a bank account, you go to get it, they'll tell you no. I don't care where you're at. Right here in the States, they'll tell you no. They're in Lebanon, but one quarter of Lebanon's electricity cut off power early this month because of non-payment. One quarter of Lebanon's electricity cut off power earlier this month because of non-payment. Well, you do got to pay the bill. Subsidies that have allowed ordinary Lebanese to afford staples such as flour and gasoline will soon be scrapped because the dollar reserves of the Bank of Lebanon are shrinking like hell. Fuel will soon hit. Hold on to your bippy. Don't whiz on your office chair. $12 a gallon. Would you stay there? The last thing I asked is, what is there for them here? Nothing. Israel, why American support has changed? Well, it shouldn't have, but it did. It hasn't done it the way most people think, and is soon to be reinitiated. Vaccination America's Great Divide. Hannah Jones, canceled by the right. I wrote good on above canceled. She's the author of the 1619 Project. technical Hannah-Jones has got it canceled by a powerful conservative cabal. Oh, yeah, it's a cabal now. The Black New Yorker journalist and principal author of the newspaper's 1619 Project was up for a tenured professorship at her alma mater, the University of North Carolina's Journalism School. But conservatives on the Board of Trustees overrode the recommendations of the faculty, and Hannah-Jones was downgraded to a 5-year contract without tenure. Ooh, without tenure. A clear slap at the award-winning journalists of race, gender, and unwillingness to bow to critics. Really? 1619 Printing Project triggered furious blowback on the right because the collection of essays by historians, activists, and journalists put slavery and its legacy at the center of American history. She gets a Pulitzer Prize for the 1619. Conservatives wanted to punish her personally for persuasively arguing that black inequality today is the product of centuries of deliberate political and policy choices. In other words, systemic racism. So, the problem is this. National Review, the 1619 Project was riddled with historical errors, including its astounding assertions the American Revolution was fought mainly to protect slavery. After that and other inaccuracies were pointed out by historians and scholars, Hannah-Jones resorted to evasions and attacks on her critics while quietly changing online versions of the project. Duck and cover, run, bob and weave, vaccination. America's greatest. The data on COVID cases, hospitalization, deaths, tells a tale of two Americas, those who have been vaccinated, those who haven't. The virus continues to rage among those who haven't received a shot. Now, that's a lie. Just straight-up lie. Because if that was true, everybody that has not had the shot would be in a hospital. In rural parts of Washington State, for example, the case rate among unvaccinated is as high as it was in late January, near the peak. There are also spikes among unvaccinated in Colorado, Maine, and Michigan. That's another lie. The vaccination rate in Mississippi is just 34%. That's slightly higher, and it's only slightly higher in Alabama and Louisiana. There's another way to see the split. It's based on class across every group. Whites, blacks, Democrats, Republicans, those without college degrees are more suspicious of government and health officials and are less likely to receive a vaccine. Well, oh, for the unvaccinated, this could be the most dangerous moment in the pandemic. It's fear porn and lies. Anyway, I thought you'd like to have a little dose of my take on a lot of that horse hockey, and that's what it is, horse hockey. Now, you guys have computer security problems. I want you to think about this one, Innovation of the Week. This is the week, June 4th, 2021. Engineers design a computer processor that thwarts hackers by randomly changing its micro architecture every few milliseconds. Architecture of a processor is like its guts, executing the instructions that software needs to run on a device. Hackers need to understand it to inject malware. You can also do a couple of other things instead of buying a brand new computer and whatnot. like put passwords where you need them. Oh. Honor system, no mask if you're vaccinated. It's at a deli. He's got a button that has Fauci with a line through him. COVID, big government hoax. He looks at the clerk and says, trust me. Office of the mayor, Lori Lightfoot. He got a real nice water cooler. And a little sign above it says, people of color. Then to the right of that, it's got the age-old toilet water pumper, and it has a little sign over the top of that that says, white. I like some of these cartoons. Oh, my God, barricade the door of the U.S. Capitol. The Republicans try to prevent an insurrection investigation. They did. stopped it dead in his tracks. The investigation is bull. Because why? Because the insurrection wasn't an insurrection. Ooh, can we all go in the White House? Sure, man, come on in. Door's open. Yeah, but that's because you broke it. I didn't break it. That guy did. Oh, okay. Right around a rosy. Plant-based milk be trusted. No. That's like those imitation burgers that are made out of soybeans or something. Have you ever tasted one of them? Oh, my God. I have had some nasty things in my life. I've eaten military food in Vietnam that came from the Korean War. Ooh, the little cans of fruit were all fermented and round and full of pressure. And what you did, you got your P-38. That's a little can opener thing. And you got it all ready. You put your mouth over it, and you poke a hole. And drink like crazy, about 80 proof or so. Oh. Home prices increased by 13.2% in March, the 10th consecutive month of accelerating housing prices. March gain was the largest in 15 years. Domestic U.S. airfares are up 9% since April 1st. Oh, that's a fool's day. While international fares are up 17%. Whew. Of the approximately 40 million used cars sold each year, more than 450,000 have odometers that were illegally altered, according to federal estimates. Yeah. You got to know what you're doing if you're going to do it to the good ones. Antitrust. D.C. sues Amazon over pricing. Good. The Attorney General of the District of Columbia filed an antitrust suit against Amazon this week, alleging the e-commerce giant harms consumers. Amazon's 2019 fair pricing policy under the agreement is going to sanction U.S. sellers on the Amazon marketplace if they offer their products at lower prices elsewhere online. You don't have no freedom. The Attorney General said that this arrangement, as well as the fact that Amazon levies fees as high as 40% of the product price to use its services, makes products more expensive. Bitcoin, China crackdown, does a number on the value. Sent it stumbling and fall over. Limit Bitcoin mining. China accounts for more than 75% of the world's Bitcoin mining, and they just put an end to it. They stomped on it. Globalization just backs minimum corporate tax. No. The government of the United States wants to get their hands on all the cash they can. The White House wants to raise the U.S. domestic corporate tax rate and hopes to eliminate incentives for companies to move overseas. Oh, you want to catch them coming and going. Hedge Fund acquires Tribune. Oh, boy. Alden's 200 newspaper portfolio. Ooh, Alden's reputation is one of the newspaper industry's most aggressive cost cutters. Yeah, bye-bye, all you expensive journalists. SPACs, S-P-A-C-S, as offerings flounders. Securities and Exchange Commission has already made some of the biggest SPACs, including DraftKings and Virgin Galactic, restate their financial results and is clearly looking to cool the SPAC fever. They'll get it done, too. Social media's shopping perils. Ooh, studies now indicate a direct correlation between social media use, credit card debt, and low credit scores. Oh, my goodness. What a bummer. They found us out. Home buying dreams killed by high prices. Each time they offer $250,000 for a house, and each time they were outbid, they bump it up, and the average home price has jumped by $45,000 in a year, and properties sell in 48 hours. Many are afraid to list because they have nowhere to go. Ooh, shakedown racket for job seekers. Multiple lawyers I spoke with said Pure Bar's practice similarly seems to violate California law against charging employees or applicants for their own training. Oops. You mean to tell me that they caught somebody flat-footed finally? I hope so. Anyway, that was the one that was loaded. The next one ain't loaded. The next one's primarily guns and gavel. Well, let's see what we got here. I'm going to play a song in case you didn't figure that out. You've heard it before. Enjoy it.
Daddy's old LGO.
Oh, my goodness. Uh-huh. Get lost in that song if you ain't careful. You're not allowed to defend yourself in the state of Michigan. Three guns, three felony charges. Really? To defend gun owners and the Second Amendment against egregious attacks in the courts. Well, he's keeping guns in his truck. You're not allowed. Not self-defense is on the line. You can't fight. If somebody comes to beat you up, you can't defend yourself. Uh-huh. The first time in over a decade, the United States Supreme Court has agreed to hear a major Second Amendment case in a challenge to New York's good old boy concealed carry permit scheme. So, you know, if they can play with it and regulate things, they're going to try. And the... The First and Fourth Amendment protects your gun, the right to free speech and personal privacy are critical to defending your right to keep and bear arms. And there's 47 million. I want you to get that number right. 47 million applications that went through the FBI. Now we got a Heritage magazine canceling cancel culture, and they're trying to tell the Heritage Foundation, you don't have the right to be online, you don't have the right to do this. We can state without conviction, therefore, that a man's support for absolute government is in the direct proportion to the contempt he feels for his country. That's Alex Tocqueville. And then you got a problem, and it's serious, and it's getting bigger all the time. We got over 20 states right now that are looking at checking the voting regulations through what they have in the way of ballots that have been cast, improving election integrity, making it easy to vote, hard to cheat. Uh-huh. Stopping the abuse of free speech, taking on big tech. And NGR is doing a good job. I think they need to partner up with another organization I have high regard for. And I just, you know, responding to the rise of China. Well, there's a simple way to take care of China, and there's some people who wouldn't like it. What happened if they could just cut them off? They don't have access to our economy anymore. Ooh, promoting American values, restoring personal responsibility, liberty, constitutional government, and the rule of law. And they got a bunch of school kids here at Fuley Institute is tackling cancel culture at its roots by empowering parents to take back control of their children's education. Well, I hate to say something, but I'm going to, and I hope somebody out there don't like it. You have a thing called parental rights. It is a law. And you can do a number on a school that wants to play games about critical race theory. Ooh, I'm a bad guy because I'm white. Get real. Excuse me, visiting fellow Ken Cusinelli. We all want a silver bullet. But there isn't one. To the extent we had success in the last administration, we did. It was by applying an array of programs to address illegal immigration. Ooh, Biden's got a border problem. Keeping up the fight to drain the swamp. Yeah, well, there we go. I mean, it's just, you know, the only trouble with a lot of this, leading the fight for real civics education. Now, that's something that I think is important. You learn about the Constitution, your rights, and that the Constitution is a legal binding document between the people and the government, period. Can we continue to monitor the U.S. military under Biden? I don't think so. I think Biden's going to cut everybody's throat if he gets a chance. The problem we have with places like the Heritage Foundation, is this. And don't get me wrong, I don't dislike the Heritage Foundation. However, talks cheap, BS walks, money talks and all that. Well, guess what? We don't have the capability, most people don't, to get it together in the right way. Let's see here. I'm going to play a song that just does my heart good. Let's see here. Remember Pat Benatar? And I got my favorite song. Here you go. If we stand together, the thing that really scares everybody is the blacks, whites, Latinos, and everybody as a people. Americans or whatever you want to look at that. We get it together, they're screwed. They know it. And we're coming after them. Anyway, think about this. to that song? Well, we had many conversations in my backyard at the barbecue with Dr. Martin Luther King about black, white, and whatever. And we found one thing to be commonly true, and that is the simple fact that that not enough people give a shit. They just don't care. So what? Take a little time to be considerate of the condition of someone else, and you'll find an ally. They won't ever leave you alone. They won't abandon you when it gets when times get tough. The tough get going. Well, I'm one of the few left. Apparently, the only people that are saying anything are us old people. Well, my, what do you do with that? What we need to do is to bring together both young and old, and people who believe in the freedoms that they can exercise, the freedom to protest something you don't that is wrong. And I don't mean riots. And I think the rioters ought to go to jail for long term, but that's me. You'll find that the situation is not untenable. By that I mean it ain't going to go on very much longer. It is going to be cut off its knees. And I'm going to get to swing one of the blades that does the cutting. I get to actually participate. And that just made my day when I heard that. You can't understand how lost I was when I came back from Vietnam. And it wasn't the country that I had fought for. What happened? This is supposed to be America. What is going on? Well, love it or leave it, they don't like it. So they're going to change it? Well, guess what? You're in for a serious surprise. Everything's been set, and things are about to hit the fan in large chunks. And like I told everybody, you need to prep. That's simple, laying up some food that won't spoil, beans and rice and some kind of meat to flavor it with, and go from there. The main thing is to understand that you ain't Rambo, and you probably aren't experienced enough to go out and play games with people that are. Well, I am one of the experienced, and we are coming. And there's a large portion of us who really don't like anything that has to do with the Marxist socialist horse hockey you've been forcing on people. So y'all might want to consider making sure that you got access to your bunker in your backyard. You may need it. With that, I'm going to say, hey, everybody spread this around a little bit. Watch some of the stuff on Facebook. It's relative. Until that time, go out there and get her done.